here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 6th of October, 2009. 1930, on this day, William Faulkner published As I Lay Dying, and on this same day, 1932, he published Light in August. He wrote As I Lay Dying in a couple of months as he was working night shifts at the University of Mississippi power plant. He said, "Before I began, I said I'm going to write a book by which, at a pinch, I can stand or fall if I never touch ink again." His inspiration for Light in August, he said, was the idea of a young girl with nothing, pregnant, determined to find her sweetheart. He had intended to call the novel Dark House, but then one day his wife commented that the light in August was unlike the light at any other time of the year. So Faulkner got up, went to his office, crossed off Dark House, wrote Light in August. It's the birthday of Caroline Gordon, born in Trenton County, Kentucky, 1885, best known for her short stories. It was on this day, 1847, that Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre was published. It got mixed reviews, many of which tried to figure out whether the author was a man or a woman. She had published the book under the pseudonym Currer Bell, the same one she'd used a year earlier when she published some poems. People who thought it must have been written by a man thought that Jane Eyre was too independent, too coarse, too interested in what one reviewer called the grosser and more animal portion of our nature. Here's a poem for today by Katha Paulett entitled Two Cats. It's better to be a cat than to be a human, not because of their much-noted grace and beauty. Their beauty wins them no added pleasure. Grace is only a cat's way of getting without fuss from one place to another. But because they see things as they are, cats never mistake a saucer of milk for a declaration of passion, or the crook of your knees for a permanent address. Observing two cats on a sun porch, you might think of them as a pair of Florentine bravos awaiting through slitted eyes the least lapse of attention, then slash the stiletto. Or, alternately, as a long-married couple who hardly notice each other but find it somehow a comfort sharing the couch, the evening news, the cocoa. Both these ideas are wrong. Two cats together are like two strangers cast up by different storms on the same desert island who manage to guard, despite the utter absence of privacy, chocolate, useful domestic articles, reading material, their separate solitudes. They would not dream of telling each other their dreams or the plots of old movies or inventing a book full of coconut recipes. Where we would long ago have frantically shredded our underwear into signal flags and be dancing obscenely about on the shore in a desperate frenzy, they merely shift on their haunches, calm as two Stoics weighing the probable odds of the soul's immortality, as if to say, if a ship should happen along, we'll be rescued. If not, not. A poem by Katha Paulett, Two Cats, from The Mind-Body Problem, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.